Yes, indeed. We are back. Talking about Practice Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show on the way. Want to thank you for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Before we get into the show, want to thank some of our sponsors, longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling and apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, and at northrimadventure.com. So as always, thank you to North Rim Adventure, and most importantly, thank you to you. Appreciate y'all listening. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Jarrell. I got my man, my partner in crime, co-creator of the show, a.k.a. Mr. Monsoon, Derek Isamaki.
You with good party, people.
And that's it. That's all we got.
Get used to it, y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be this way for a little bit. So if you miss John and you miss Jordan and you miss Brad, too bad.
They're dead to us.
They are dead to us now. No, they're not. You'll hear their voices on the pod, and they'll make occasional appearances over the next couple weeks and coming months on the show. But being that we don't have a producer necessarily aside from myself right now, no phone calls, nothing. Just me and Derek today.
You know what? I'm going to say it. Taking applications, y'all. We kind of need some help.
We do.
So if you are a fan of the TBP family and want to be a part of it a little bit, ever so closer. I don't know who would want to do that. But you know what? There might be somebody out there. We want you. So hit us up, you know?
Are you looking to make a little extra money? Well, we can't help you there. But if you're looking to do something with your Monday evenings, you could come work the board for us. And, you know, we'll sprinkle in some opinions from here and there if you want. Or you could be a silent partner. Whatever you want to do. But we are looking. We are taking applications.
I mean, so we will be very vetting, but at the same time, open to anybody. So, you know.
Yeah.
it's like we're going to have
incredibly high standards, but we also pretty much open to whatever.
Yes, we will break those standards for anybody.
Yeah, English is a plus, but not necessary.
No. Like, as long as we can just point and shoot, we're good to go.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, I learned how to work. You and I both learned how to operate this board, so it's not exactly rocket science over here.
It really isn't. Like, for all of those out there, I remember thinking as a person that used to listen on the radio, like, man, I wonder, like, what the technical side behind it. It's so easy, guys. Like, I mean,
once you get it down, it takes a minute, but once you get it down,
we have a guy in the station who knows all that stuff. Shouts to our man, Boss Man G.
Yes,
Grant, you're the man, you're the truth. He keeps it all running, and of course, our GM, can't get Rick, we still like you too. but you know, they make it easy for us, so
100%.
So we want to make it easy for you.
We're happy to help you. Help you help us.
We're a great resume builder.
100%.
One thing you can do is you can put us down on a resume, and we're a real show, but they don't know the rinky-dink production that we are.
Yeah. For all they know is we're the world's greatest sports talk radio show.
For all you know, we are, which we clearly have taken away the facade right now of that by letting you in on the inside, so...
Yes. But, so there you have it. If you want to follow us, hit us up, TBP Not A Game on Instagram, TBP Not A Game on Instagram. Usually we go live, but we're just having some difficulties. This is why we need a producer. I could have been working out the kinks while the producer got us set up, but being that I am the producer today, we're not going to do that. We are, however, going to talk about some sports. We'll probably not go too heavy on the sports. We'll probably get sidetracked. We're going to also do something that we haven't done much on TBP. I do on Flipside Radio, but I decided to save it for today. We're going to answer some of your questions that I've got from Instagram. So you could do. You could also hit me up directly, the J-Ro Show, the J-R-O Show on Instagram. Ask questions, get interactive with the show, become part of the show, and that's another way you could help us produce. So yes, that's right. We are asking you to help us do our jobs.
It really is simple. Any questions you've had of us, of sports, anything you have, you know,
just shoot it
our way.
We'll
take it. Yeah.
And we'll make content out of it.
Yeah.
Whether it's good content or not, I have no idea. Usually I err on the side of it's going to be bad, but that's kind of what we sink into the bad around here.
I mean, for those of you out there who want that type of content, you know what type of questions to ask.
Exactly.
And, you know, we will answer every question shot our way.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether truthfully or not, that's for you to decide.
Yeah. The onus is on the listener to figure out when we're being serious and when we're being silly. And we'll get into that later. Let's actually talk a little bit of football. I don't want to stay here too long because I know we have a lot of things we want to get to in this show. And most of them, again, nonsense and ridiculous and mean nothing. And those are the best shows is when we talk very little sports, I think. But let's talk a little sports because the way that Raiders-Jets game ended yesterday, pure poetry, at its finest, poetry in motion. If you missed it, let me paint the picture for you. The Raiders are down 4 or 5. I can't remember. They need a touchdown basically to win. And they're driving. There's a 4th and 9, I believe it was. They pass. Derek Carr passes, and Waller gets tripped. So pass interference is called. They move the ball to the 10. They get another 4 cracks at it. Still can't score a touchdown. All right, at this point, the Raiders absolutely deserve to lose and should be a 500 football team. Instead, they give it back to the lowly Jets, who are 0-11 yesterday, going into yesterday's game. They're 0-11. And they give it back to the Jets, and of course the Jets do what the Jets do, and they give the ball right back to the Raiders with, I believe it was like 18 seconds or something. It doesn't matter. Very little time left. And on third down, with, I believe, 6 seconds on the clock, or 8 seconds or something. Again, not very much time. The Raiders have to score a touchdown, and they have to go 48 yards, I believe it was. And what does Greg Williams dial up as a defensive coordinator? Nothing other than a jailhouse blitz. And if you don't know what that is, you basically bring everyone in who's not on covering a man, and you rush the quarterback, which is done often throughout the game, but almost never in 256 examples of this very scenario where a team was down 4 to 8 points, needing a touchdown with 40 plus yards to go. They've ran a zero coverage blitz exactly 0 times before this. And Greg Williams decided to bring the house, leaving all his corners in one-on-one man-to-man coverage. And for some reason, the corner covering Ruggs, who is a rookie, bit on the out route when, again, there's no time left, so they have to score a touchdown. And Derek Carr just throws it up, drops it right in the breadbasket for Ruggs. Touchdown, game's basically over.
I want to say the brilliance that is Greg Williams. Now, people out there might be saying, how dare you, Greg Williams? What type of call is this? No, this is a brilliant man. Brilliant man that should not be taken for granted, this brilliant move that he did. Now, it's really a can't-lose situation when Greg Williams calls this play. Here's why. This 0-11 Jets team, zero future. Not a chance in hell. But you know what?
Yeah.
They had a glimmer of hope of not going completely winless. They had a win in their sights, and that's still something. You don't want to be the team that goes 0-16. You don't want to be the Detroit Lions.
You don't want to
Anytime you're associated with the Detroit Lions, it's not good.
Yeah.
But what Greg Williams knows is that there's one thing synonymous with the Detroit Lions. It's the New York Jets. So no matter what, the Jets are already in that crap hole that is the Detroit Lions.
That's correct.
By calling this play that, again, no one has ever done, he's showing his brilliance that if this play works, I'm brilliant. This play just worked. No one ever calls it. Why don't you call it more? It just works for me. I just won us the game. Oh, wait, it didn't work. I knew I had faulty corners on my team that I knew were going to bite when they shouldn't bite. They had no reason to bite whatsoever to bite. I just won us Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
So you're guaranteeing right now you're brilliant. So Greg Williams, I tip my hat to you. Bountygate is, you know what? Everything is back on the table for you. I think you deserve all the street cred that is out there. If he's still rocking those glasses and that beard look, I hope he still is, because that's a money look for him.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Greg Williams' work, in a previous life, Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints, was suspended for a year because he basically put some bounties out, the whole Bountygate controversy, and said that Brett Favre is playing on a torn-up ankle, go after his ankle and his head, and he was handing out checks.
I don't like the idea of saying Bountygate. That just makes that associates it with some type of scandal that is salacious and not proper. This is a guy just probably putting out incentives and bonuses out there for his team. Like, hey man, go out there and hit harder on certain guys. Okay, you guys are already out there to do a violent job. Be more violent for these certain people.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm sorry, tomato potato at this point in time. You guys are acting out there to fight battle.
Yeah,
and we're telling them, hey, go out there and just hit a little bit harder on these guys because they're a little bit hurt. That's not Bountygate. That's called being smart. You know, like I always said, if I ever went back in time and could be something, I would be a Civil War general. I think I'd be a brilliant Civil War general. And here's why. Oh, you know what? Want to walk in the middle of the field? No. Hey, guys, you know what? Let's find some trees and some bushes. Let's hide. You know what? Let's not go out there in the middle of the field and attack them head on. No.
Yeah.
Let's be a little more strategic.
Yeah.
And that's what Greg Williams is. He's like, you know what? I see these guys out there. They're hobbling and wobbling. I'm going to take them for what they got.
Yeah.
Bonuses. That's what I call him. He put out bonuses. He put out fun papers. Fun checks.
Fun checks. We should have called it the fun check gate.
Yes. Have more fun out there, guys.
And if you missed Derek's reference to the disguise that Greg Williams came back in, what team was he coaching for when he came back? Do you even remember?
Was it the Rams? Did he come back with the Rams?
I think it was the Rams. So he disappeared for a year. And came back with a very different look. All of a sudden, he had not quite the whole goatee, but he had a
solid facial hair structure going on. With that, had some great grays in there, because that's one thing as a guy. When he had some solid salt in there, that little salt and pepper look is a money look, and he was rocking it well.
He wore it really well,
and he had glasses, a pair of like some dark frame glasses that
they
like,
were very hipster glasses.
But he wore it somehow.
Age inappropriate, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he
was on the borderline of it. Like, if he was maybe 5 years older, he'd be like, yo, man, you're way too old for these.
Yeah.
But he was just on that perfect cusp.
You know what glasses we're talking about? The coffee shop glasses.
Yes. Yeah. That guy's sitting down. He's drinking a little latte in Starbucks while he's trying to write his screenplay.
Right.
That's never going to go anywhere.
Right. Right. Yeah. So there you go. That's who Greg Williams is. And all this, and what I thought should have deemed a promotion, because you essentially just locked up the number one pick in the draft, and what seems to be the first, you know, unanimous, this can't miss guy since Andrew Luck.
You got sunshine. Okay, you're giving them sunshine. Okay?
Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback from Clemson, is who we're talking about. And what does Greg Williams get in return? He goes to the unemployment line like many of the rest of Americans right now. Greg Williams gets fired today.
Well, he got fired?
He got fired.
What?
He got fired this morning.
Greg, I'd hire you in a heartbeat.
100%.
You're on our
team. This man gets it, okay? This guy's playing he's coaching in a barbaric sport and handing out fun checks for people that are acting in barbaric ways and trying to injure players. And once again, the closest thing to a gladiator sport besides the UFC that we currently have.
Yeah.
And
it's UFC with the ball.
This guy gets
it,
you know? He just gets it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
He's like Dave Football Gettleman. He's a football guy.
You just see him.
He just exudes football, you know?
Yeah, he seems like the type of guy that, you know, he gets up early in a late summer, early fall.
He just grabs
some dirt in the morning and just sniffs it, you know?
Rubs his hands together with it.
Yeah.
And he for sure drinks his coffee black. Like, that's the only way he can
100%.
Ever have. He has to have his coffee
black. He has
black.
The latte glasses, but trust me, that man drinks his coffee black and bitter.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
He can't have anything sweet in there, you know?
Oh, no.
That's why the look works for him, because he's a contrast, you know? That's why I applaud you, Greg Williams, and I hope you find a job, because you are a savant.
Yes.
A football savant.
In fact, we have a producer job available, Greg Williams.
We'd even give you some shine on the mic as well.
Yes, 100%. I want to hear what he has to say.
I mean, how dare you get filed by, what's his name, Gase? Adam Gase? How dare you get
I mean, old crazy
like,
eyes?
Yeah, I just feel like if you get fired by Adam Gase, it's got to be like the, one of the worst feelings in the world, you know?
And can't feel good.
No, like it's just like that person is the one that's letting you go.
Yeah, and it's like
this is a guy that's like he's hanging on by a tether himself,
right?
And he's like, "I'm snipping you too." It's like you're about to be snipped, my two. You're snipped as well, dude.
Let's go down with the ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like come on, let's go down together. You know, let's Titanic this. And
what are you trying to turn your season around at 0-12? Like, let's end this with some dignity. The way to end this season is go 0-16. Though
that's the dignity you deserve. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's pretty dignified.
Agreed.
At this point in time, that's just like the captain that's at the very tip of the bow as it goes down. He just takes his hat at the very end, you know?
It's the band playing as the boat is
that's
sinking.
That's it. Beautiful. Yep. Yes. Yes. That's the reference I'm looking
for. That's how you go out. Yeah.
And he doesn't get that chance.
No.
Poor
and
Greg
listen,
Williams.
Listen, you have a system that rewards failure. You know, if you have the worst record, you get the number one draft pick. I had to explain this other night on the radio, but I'm gonna bring it full circle, or I'm gonna attempt to, or we're just gonna meander and it's gonna go nowhere right now. But one thing I was saying, and I know my political takes around here are not ever well received, but one thing I've always found interesting is there is a certain amount of people who treat this country as if it's professional sports. And there are people that were literally rooting for our current president to fail, which I find hilarious because the country doesn't, we don't, if we tank, we don't get a number one draft pick. You know what I mean?
It's not the other team wins, you know? It's like, okay.
Yeah, no, we all lose.
Yeah, we're all in it, yeah. There might be two sides on the ship, but we're all on one ship.
Right. We're all on the same team.
Yeah.
We're not competing against other teams.
Offense and defense, okay? That's what we call it.
Yeah.
I think that's how Republicans and Democrats should be referred to as now. Offense and defense, you know?
And the coordinator or it'll be offensive and defensive coordinators.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
You want to make it sports? We're going full sports mode right now.
I like that. Yeah,
let's do it.
There we go. But I think there should be a reward for Greg Williams and this entire front office staff for understanding the game. Hey, we're not going anywhere. Sam Darnold is not the guy we thought he was going to be. So let's fail an epic proportioned to make it not even close. So Jacksonville has one win on their resume, almost got a second one yesterday. But if you're the Jets, they're doing exactly what they should do to get better, which is lose. And they're playing the system, they're playing the game exactly the way it should be played.
I was going to say it was beautiful. You're just firing from the hip. That's what Greg Williams is doing.
I love it.
He's like a cowboy dude, you know? Just walks into the bar, fires from the hip.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree wholeheartedly with the decision to rush 7. And I told you when I was watching it live, I was like, oh my God, they're going to blitz. They brought the safety down. And watching it in real time, I was like, why are they even faking the blitz? And the moment they snapped the ball, I was like, oh my God, they're not faking it. And sure enough, what would happen in that situation is you have a rookie corner, bites on the out, game over.
Sink or swim, baby.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah, Greg Williams, we're with you.
We are with you. We'll get back to football. I do want to touch on one last thing real quick, because last night you and I witnessed one of the most incredible catches that wasn't a catch, that was a catch, that wasn't a touchdown, that was a touchdown. If you got to watch it, you know what we're talking about. Tyreek Hill, and this isn't a visual medium, so we're not going to stay here long, but basically the catch was so crazy. He
didn't even realize he caught it.
He didn't know he caught the ball.
Yeah, that's how crazy
it gets. It bounces off his shoulder pad. He hits the ground. Defender lands on top of him, and the ball hits the defender, rolls off the defender into his arms, and he's not even really holding it. It's just like kind of
it just nestled in his
nestled
yeah
in
nestled
there.
Between his arm and his chest.
And he gets up and he runs off and he's shaking his head like, man, I should have had that,
because he should have had it.
He should have had it.
Yeah,
and
in the hands.
They punt on the very next play, and as they're punting, and whoever the replay guy is in stadium needs to get fired immediately.
Yeah, seriously.
Because as they're punting is when the replay in stadium is playing, and you see Andy Reid freak out, like, wait a second, that's actually a touchdown. I would have challenged it, and he goes up to Tyreek Hill, like, what the hell?
See, that's where I had a problem with. Like, you can't get mad at Tyreek, man. He doesn't know what's going on out there. But
no.
At the same time, Come on, replay, dude. Let's get with it.
Get better at your job.
Yeah, come on, my man. You're killing us right here.
You had one job there, and in that spot.
Any fantasy owners out there who had Mahomes and or Tyreek were definitely screaming in their pants.
And yesterday was a big day for fantasy. For most standard leagues, yesterday, well, this week is the last week before playoffs. So a lot of people are vying for playoff positions right now. And anyone, I know there's people out there right now who missed the playoffs because of that
non-touchdown. Yeah, it should have been, but wasn't.
And I would like to hear from them. I would like to hear those stories because I can only imagine how painful that is.
But we can't because we don't have a producer. So once again, if you want to be a producer, let us know.
Yeah, even if you called in right now, we'd just see the phone ringing. And we would just continue on with the show because it's going to be real awkward in a two-person show if one of us just gets up and walks away. We've been in that position.
It's happened
before, filibuster.
But, we don't like to.
No, it's not. It's not a great time.
No.
Let's get back into football a little later in the show. I feel like we've spent enough time there.
If we're not trying to, we always do. But hey, that's what happens when you have Greg Williams on the show.
Well, I mean,
he deserves our respect.
We could have spent the whole show right there, and honestly, I wouldn't have been mad at it. But we also have a lot of other stuff to get to. You mentioned that you actually had a player's ball.
I do.
So Derek, with the rare player's ball.
What are you saying?
Player haters ball. I'm sorry. I came up with this segment. And I can't even remember what it's called. It's been a long day. All right. All right. So player haters ball, y'all.
The player haters ball.
Oh man! Hey! Why you wanna play?
The gym. A word that used to connote fun, good times, playing games. Whatever it was, the gym used to be great. The words "we're going to the gym" always brought a smile to my face. It used to be a sanctuary, a haven of good times where the outside world didn't matter. A place to release some physical energy in a positive aspect. Now, the word doesn't quite have the same effect. While I enjoy what the gym has transformed to in my later years, it's still that place to progress physically and reset myself mentally and focus on numero uno. But the gym is no longer that sanctuary. No longer that haven where the outside world doesn't exist. Why? Because the issues of society have seeped into the confines of the gym and have a stranglehold on us the moment we venture inside those walls. Instead of focusing on our own personal growth, we now focus on how other people view us. Gaining our own personal growth. We're out there taking mirror selfies. Trying to look good in the gym. And I kid you not, as I'm going to the gym the other day, I head to the bathroom to wash my hands before I head out because, you know, responsible things now.
Yeah.
Can't wash your hands too much. And I see a guy getting ready. Looks like he's doing his hair. I'm assuming just finished his workout. Getting ready to go back to his day. Great things about gym. Come in there, work out, shower, get ready to go back to your day. Lo and behold, as I'm working out, I look over to my right in the weight room, and who do I see? Homeboy, who just did his hair. Homeboy did his hair to go work out. If you don't find that completely utterly idiotic, you find yourself participating in this aspect, you are the problem. You are the reason why I do not like the gym anymore. Literally, getting yourself ready and pretty to go to the gym is like cleaning your toilet while knowing you have diarrhea. It's like, what are you doing? You know you're going to mess it up right now. For those of you out there who have that need to look as good as cute as possible when you go to the gym, stop it. I get it. Look, women, you're out there, you're lucky you have those leggings that just love to hug your body in certain ways that are just oh so sexy. Lucky you. But for everyone else out there, to the people out there who want that gym to be the judge-free zone that it should be, that it has every right to be, I salute you. To those out there who go out there in your Saturday worst and get it done because you don't give a hoot, because you're there to kick some ass and not get some ass. So out there, guys, respect the gym. Or as Arnold would put it, the chapel. A place where I'm just trying to get better. A little bit more progress in my own personal growth. Refine these handles. Resemble a shape that doesn't look so round anymore.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's the gym. Because I don't give a hoot when I go out there. I'm looking out there like I'm disheveled. I probably just live on the streets. But that's what you should do. You're going in to work out. You're coming out there sweaty, baggered, and haggard. You should be looking. Why are you going in there looking that, trying to look good? Unfortunately, society has turned us into that place where wherever we're at, we have to look good wherever we're doing. And you have to showcase to people that, hey, I'm working out. But here's what I'm going to tell you guys. You don't have to. Go out to the gym and just be there for yourself. Stop trying to show off to the other people. And to the people out there who have, like, their Instagram dedicated to them working out, we don't need any more of you guys. We really don't. I'm sorry.
Facts.
Like, for the most part, I can tell you right now, people who make a living solely on just working out and building up their body, I have more respect for strippers and hookers than I do for you.
Wow.
And here's why I say that. Everyone out there has to go to the gym and still get somewhat swole and have the rest of our life to worry about all the problems we have to worry about. But your own sole job is to go to the gym and work out? I'm sorry. Zero respect for you. That's pathetic. And for those of you who add on to your already strenuous workouts or lifestyle, your already strenuous career path with working out, I commend you. It's hard to maintain a physically fit body while maintaining a 9-to-5-er or whatever your 8-hour, 10-hour, 12-hour days you have to do. Those people I truly respect. But again, let's go back to the gym where you can just go to the workout. You don't have to look good working out. You shouldn't have to look good working out. I want a judge-free zone where, again, I'm just trying to better myself and not worry about the person next to me. I think we'd all be better off in life if we just took that piece of advice right there. Stop worrying about the guy next to you. Stop taking mirror selfies to show off to the people. Put your head down and do your work. Sweat it out, y'all. Play a Haters Ball.
Oh, man. Amen, sir. That was really well done. And I couldn't agree with you more. There's a couple gym folks that you see that you know what time it is. They're the ones with the matching outfits.
I don't get it.
I wear beat-up t-shirts and old hoodies.
That's what I said. Like, I get it if you want to have, like, the workout clothes and stuff because they, you know, they're... Especially when you sweat, having cotton on is rather
disgusting.
Yeah, I get it.
Understood.
Totally get it.
Understood. But to get ready to go sweaty is odd to me.
The guy literally is combing his hair, putting stuff in his hair to work out. And I'm just
That's amazing.
How barbaric.
Put on a hat.
If you have, yeah, that you're worried about it.
Yeah.
My hair gets in my face all the time. I got to wear a bandana.
Yep.
I get it. We have to do things. But to do your hair because you want to look good while you're working out? Oh, my gosh.
I'm with you, sir. I tweeted out some time ago, if you have fit in your Instagram handle, we probably shouldn't follow each other.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I get it. You want to show off your progress? I don't know. I feel like that means one thing for each, for guys and girls. For the girls, it means I'm going to show you squatting in some form of nature, and you're going to have a backside view of me the entire time, and I'm not going to do anything else other than that. Or it's guys like just trying to lift as much weight as humanly possible. It's like, okay, congratulations.
You know, and I understand what you're saying about, I don't think you were trying to take out personal trainers necessarily.
No, of course. Those people I totally respect, they are trying to help other people. It's the people that just go to the gym for themselves, and like they have a bot, and their Instagram is like so heavily followed, they just make money off this, and like, oh, I produce these supplements and stuff. It's like, oh, come on, my man.
I do have a friend who is a personal trainer, and he once told me, yeah, we're all in a career of secondary choices.
I get trainers. Respect the trainers. I've had trainers. They do good work.
They do. 100%. We're not disparaging the trainers out there.
We're
disparaging the people who go out there and put on a show.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah. I'm with you. That was refreshing, sir. I appreciate that. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered. Community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We appreciate y'all rocking with us this evening. Once again, these comments and opinions are that of ours and only ours. Do not reflect this lovely, beautiful station that we do represent. But we appreciate you listening to this nonsense. Regardless, you know what? I hate you. Hold on, I need to do something real quick. Give me a second. You know one thing? Well,
you know what really grinds my gears?
When people say irregardless, not a word.
Just yeah,
it's not a word.
I think I knew that.
The people say irregardless all the time,
They do.
Yeah. And that, in any ways, drives me nuts. Anyway, back to what I was saying. We appreciate y'all listening to us. This is Talking About Practice. I'm Jarrell. I got my man Derek in the building with me. You can follow us at TBP Not A Game. TBP Not A Game on Instagram. Follow us. We'll follow you back. I want to thank another one of our underwriters before we push on. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Poland Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Poland's has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. Thank you to Poland's. Thank you to North Rim Adventure Sports, as always.
We have a lot of, obviously, we have two sponsors on this show that we always read, and they're both bicycle places. I feel like one of these days we gotta venture into the world of cycling and see what's it like out there in the competitive world.
Yeah, we should reach out to someone who has a little more insight.
Yeah.
We both enjoy riding the bike quite a bit, but yeah, we haven't really had any cyclists on the show.
No. I mean, it's really big here in town, I know.
Yeah.
And it's really big in Europe.
Yeah.
Cycling. Never quite got the sport, but hey.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I know I enjoy doing it, but that's...
I mean, it's a form of racing, and every racing is all going to be similar to nature.
Yeah. You
know? So, yeah.
Someone finishes first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. like I mentioned earlier, the opinions on the show are that of ours and ours alone. The station gives us full autonomy to say what we want within reason. I mean, we don't spew hate speech on here or anything crazy like that. We're not hateful, vengeful people. Well, we hate on a lot.
We're not vengeful.
Yeah.
We're grudgeful. We're hateful.
Yeah, we're immature.
We don't act out.
We don't, yes.
Yeah, we never turn into physical...
our hate is very lighthearted in nature.
Yeah,
it's never malicious.
It will never transform into any physical
that's
kinetic
correct.
Energy, I guess.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's only potential energy that could at some point in time blow up in all our faces.
That's correct. Yeah. and we appreciate all the feedback and love we get from our listeners. And every few weeks we do get some criticism. And last week we got such criticism. And I want to say on the front end of this that I never take it personally. The fact that you care enough to write a letter criticizing what we're doing around here actually means a lot, and we appreciate it. You know, I'd also, if you guys want and you do enjoy the show, you can also feel free to email our bosses, but we know that's not going to happen. But basically, and again, so no hard feelings, and I did not take this personal. And I think the gentleman who wrote this, he articulated his argument much better than I articulated mine last week. And essentially, this gentleman said that we have a powerful tool in front of us, which is a microphone. And trust me, I never once take that for granted. I know we are in a privileged position to be in front of this microphone. We have had to do this in a way that is a little unorthodox. If you listen to our show compared to just about every other show on this station, it is obviously different. And many of you have embraced that, and so have our bosses. And we have had nothing but the most the utmost support from our bosses, our GM, and Grant. Rick and Grant have been great to us, and they told us to essentially push the envelope, but just be respectful, and that's what we've tried to do. And one thing this email that was sent our way that was mentioned is basically that because we have this power, we need to be careful on what we say. And the specifics of what he was talking about was, I essentially was complaining about some of the shutdowns and coronavirus and the fact that I don't feel that the government has done a great job in protecting small businesses or the, you know, employees of those small businesses when they shut us down, and things should be able to stay open if we do not have a if we don't have a course of action to take care of those people. I did not articulate it very well, and for that I apologize. However, his point was kind of, hey, we don't know what we're talking about, so maybe we shouldn't talk about it. And to that, I would say, we don't know what we're talking about in most topics. It's just two couple of idiots hanging out, sharing opinions, having a good time, trying to entertain. And at the end of the day, I believe, I think the one mark that our listener missed is just the fact that our audience, I give our audience a little more credit, and I think our audience can be discerning and can understand that we are not epidemiologists, that we are not, we do not represent the community of science. Again, we're just a couple of idiots that like to talk sports and share opinions about gyms.
There you go. Yeah.
And other dumb things. And so the reason I feel always comfortable sharing my opinions here is because I think our audience is oftentimes smarter, wiser, more mature than we are. And they will be able to discern when we're being silly, when we're being facetious, and when we're just sharing an opinion that is not based in fact. And that's all I wanted to say is the reason I say dumb things on here and I share opinions is because I have full confidence in our audience to be able to decide, hey, that's a silly, dumb thing that he said. And I'm not going to take any credence to it. And if anything, I'll give him a laugh and I'll keep it moving.
And I pretty much just call everyone an idiot. So
that's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, well, we all are, myself included. I'm like, when I call everyone an idiot, like, I'm in that everyone. So I just want everyone, you know, yeah.
But speaking of being dangerous and sharing potentially facts that aren't necessary, look, we're the show that told you that we're bringing back Tyrannosaurus rexes, okay?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't do that.
Well, Brad did, and we had to fact check our stat man on that. But listen, we're not a credible source of anything. And with that said, Derek Ismaki with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, these are actual news stories that I would did find on the internet. So, obviously true. But I actually do always try to go to legitimate sites where I feel that they have done their proper vetting, because I don't want to do that vetting process. That's annoying. That being said, I found I have a few doozies for y'all today that I'm excited to share to let you guys know once again how much of an idiot we all are. Once again, starting in Ohio. How much of an idiot are they in Ohio? Well, let's find out. Well, tap right now, we all know high school season's in effect. Or at least not just high school, school is still going around in fashion. And in many of those school districts, high schools in particular, they're trying to find a way to keep sports alive. I'm all for it. I get it. Sports are a necessity. I love my sports in high school. It'd be tough if I didn't have them. Wrestling, in particular, a tough sport to kind of get away with in COVID times. But you know what? Seeing Ohio and high together, it was really difficult. I was like, what am I doing? I might be slightly dyslexic. I hope not. But Ohio High School Athletic Association, the OHSAA, is trying to do the responsible things to make sure that wrestling can still happen in the great state of Ohio. So, while they're still allowing the kids to wrestle without masks, they are not allowing them to handshake anymore. Because they're taking the proper steps.
Right, right, okay.
Because, you know, that handshake, that's where the COVID happens.
Yeah.
The mouth that's near the genitals doesn't, but okay.
Yeah, the whole wrestling
grasping
part
of a body.
Yeah,
it's all around you.
Yeah.
That's fine. But no handshakes. So, Ohio, doing the right steps to prevent the spread. Pushing it along right now on how much of an idiot are we all in this together? Well, we go over to our great state of Kentucky. Where, I actually, you know what? I take back my 80s here. This woman is awesome. The mayor in particular. The Shively mayor, Beverly Chester Burton. Herself was arrested for a DUI this past Wednesday. where she decided to get completely wasted and go into a White Castle drive-thru where she proceeded to pass out. White Castle, I feel like that would be a delicious drunk meal. We don't have that here in these parts, but yep. I feel a White Castle is like that perfect, like, those little snack burgers right there when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a top fiver.
So much so they made a movie about it, you know?
Exactly. Wow. You're touche. Completely forgot about it. Great movie right there, too.
That is a great movie.
So unfortunately for Miss Beverly Chester Burton on her drunk escapades through White Castle, well, she, like I said, she passed out in the middle of the drive-thru. Many people tried to wake her, but when she did, she startled up and gas-powered her Cadillac into the car in front of her, which plowed into the car in front of it. She was able to find a way through that wreckage and plowed into a telephone pole. So, Miss Beverly Chester Burton, good luck on re-election.
Yeah. Wait, when do mayors get elected? Did she just get elected?
You know what? There's no talk.
Because if she did, starting off with a bang, that's a great way, right?
You know, hey, you know what? If you're going to do that, you might as well do it at the start.
Yeah, do it at the beginning of your term.
You start at the beginning, you know, get your full, get your money's worth out of it, or like make it nothing at all, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, might as well get your money's worth out of it. So, Beverly, shouts to you. Actually, don't drink and drive. Actually, it's
absolutely not. No, it's horrible, and there's nothing good
condoning about it whatsoever. I apologize for even saying that, Beverly. You're a terrible person, but I like your choice in drunk food.
Alcohol, the one thing that is the cause of all our problems and the solution.
unfortunately, I would say get an Uber, but you know,
yeah.
Can't even do that. I would say just drink at home, but that's usually where the problems start.
Yeah.
So, you know what, guys? Just go to White Castle, okay? Leave out the drinking.
Here, how about this? Uber Eats your White Castle to you.
Boom. There you go.
DoorDash. Grubhub.
I wonder if you could ever Uber, like, what's the farthest an Uber Eats would go? You know, like, how far do I have to go to Chick-fil-A to be able to get an Uber Eats to me?
How drunk am I and how much am I willing to pay the person is the question, I think.
Like, do you think they wouldn't be willing to do a Chico run? Like, if there's possibly no way that they would, because that's an hour and a half right there. But if, I mean, $100, I mean, there's a lot of things I do for $100.
Yeah, I don't, I think it would be worth it.
I mean, I would, yeah, in my drunk state, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if I have a group with me.
Oh, many people doing it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. $100 plus the cost of the food between like three or four people.
Dude,
for
it'd
Chick-fil-A?
Really suck if they got your order wrong.
And you got they can't run back there.
No. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Chick-fil-A wouldn't do that because that's like a cardinal sin, and like they don't.
They don't make mistakes.
You know, like they've all they've been.
What are you dumb? They don't make mistakes. Yeah, they're perfect.
They're being absolved of all sin.
Yeah,
and they can't make those types of mistakes.
No.
So, shouts to you, Chick-fil-A. Don't know where that came from, but got to get it in whenever I can.
Whenever you can praise Chick-fil-A, you got to take the opportunity. You know, it's 100%.
It's my calling.
Obviously.
So that's the news, y'all. I'm going to save my last one for later because it's a doozy that I need more time on that I've already wasted.
Okay. Well, don't let me forget because I definitely want to get into whatever that last little tidbit is. But thank you for the news.
That's for next week.
Oh, I see.
Saving the story.
All right. Well, hold your breath until next week, people, because he's got a doozy on the way. It's just 7 days away, so mark your calendar.
Can do it. Yeah. I mean, they always are looking forward to my new segment anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's
it's
true.
Just another story that they're always. I always come with fire. I feel.
Agreed. You know? Yeah. No, the news is consistently my favorite segment on the show.
You're always able to warm your hands to it.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a little bit of hoop. Here, and then we'll get back to the silliness. So we did have the trade, John Wall for Russ Westbrook. Not a whole lot of talking points here. I think John Wall will be able to play off the ball a little bit, and I think Russ Westbrook is complimentary to Bradley Beal. Do you want to say anything about this? Should we move on?
Enough said.
All right. Moving on, staying with hoop. So Paul George, man. Whoo, boy. He is the king of the bad quote in the NBA. I mean, my God. So if you aren't familiar with some of this tour Paul George has been going on, basically Paul George had a horrendous playoff run. He had a couple good games in there, but just basically disappeared against Denver when they were up 3-1 and hit the side of the backboard and then went on a radio tour, more or less, and did the All the Smoke podcast, which if you haven't checked that out, great podcast. Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson, great podcast. Go check that out if you enjoy sports. That's a good one. And on there, he basically said that when they went up 3-1, Doc Rivers wasn't adjusting anything and was playing Paul George and running him in pin downs and all these things, which, without getting caught in the minutia, that's not really true. And there's a lot of stats and facts to support the fact that that is completely untrue, and they were running Paul George basically the way he wants to play, which is off a pick and roll and running him off the high screen. And I don't want to get bogged down, but basically what he said was going on wasn't necessarily the truth. And so there you have it. Paul George, who hit the side of a backboard, which is very rare to see in an NBA game, let alone the playoffs, let alone for a guy who has been an all-star a handful of times. It's very rare to see a guy hit the backboard shooting a corner three.
It's like equivalent to a golfer topping his shot.
Yeah. Exactly. It's very rare. Professionals just simply don't do that. You'll see air balls tenfold more than you'll see someone hit the side of the backboard. I can't even remember the last time I shot a ball and hit the side of the backboard. Yet, lo and behold, Paul George took the time to go ahead and hit the backboard.
Dude, I'm sorry. I have to stop you right now.
Yes, please.
The Washington football team beat the Steelers.
No! Did they really?
Yeah. I'm just looking at this. I completely forgot they were even playing today and like playing earlier today. 23-17, Steelers no longer undefeated. Washington football team? What?
Well.
Okay, sorry to derail it. Derail that.
But, no, that's fine. Yeah. Man, a lot of people lost money today. John just texted us. I want to know, John, if you're still listening, please text us the if you bet on that game and be honest. Because I know you didn't take the Washington football team. Wow. All right.
I'm going to say, I wonder what the line was on that.
That's an interesting result.
I can look that up right now. Wow. So they were 6.5-point favorites.
Man. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Plus 240 for Washington. So, hey.
Hey, someone came up.
Yeah, hopefully someone did. I said, everyone always says bad beats. I'm always thinking that that's a good win. You know, you pick the other side. That's a good win for you, that people.
I like this new Derek who's looking glass half full lately.
Well, it's just for the people who won money.
Okay, yeah. I'm with you. Okay, fair enough.
We only look at the people who lost money.
But back to Paul George and back to our hate, okay? Yes, we are hating on Paul George because not only did he go on little tours basically blaming the coach for his pitiful playoff performance where he hit the side of a backboard. He then came out and said he wants to retire a Clipper, which is the proper thing to say, considering he only has a year left on his contract. But it's also what he said when he was in OKC, when he said, I quote, "I'm here to stay. We can bring this home. We could bring this thing home." I imagine he's talking about a championship, which is curious. Because when he was in Indiana and demanded a trade to go to the Lakers, right before that, he said, "My goal is to win one here. I'd never want to leave Indy." Do you see a pattern here?
I mean, he's a double down type of dude, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
He's out. He's like, "I'm just doubling down. I'm going to say it here. And then, you know what? I'm out. I don't really mean it. I'm just doubling down because here we go." Mr. Double Down. So, good on Paul George. He doesn't offer you much. He doesn't offer you much. That's all. I can't even think of like anything that like Paul is he qualified to like be on my basketball team? Yeah, sure. As a third string dude, I feel like he's kind of lost his two status. He's no longer a two to me.
Yeah,
he's a very weak two.
Agreed.
So, Paul George, I feel like you gotta take your punches right now, and you can't really say much because your words don't mean anything.
Speaking of taking punches, Floyd Mayweather is going to fight Logan Paul. Do you have any interest in seeing this?
I don't get this world we're living in right now.
It's honestly weird.
It feels like we're in one of those like sham, like hyper-realistic movies. You know, like I'm thinking of like the Hunger Games where it's like we're pitting these crazy people against this star. Like we're just desperate to put content out there right now.
Yeah.
And I don't get how are they like. Isn't Logan Paul like 6'2", 6'3", and like Floyd Mayweather is like 5'8"?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't get how
there's
fighting.
No weight classes apparently. Yeah, it just doesn't matter.
I mean, same thing with that Nate Robinson and Jake Paul.
Yeah, I don't know
I
how
don't
these
get how that happened.
How are these fights getting sanctioned? I don't know. But with that said, if you could fight one celebrity, and I know we've asked this on the show before, who would it be? I'll give you a minute to think about it because I know mine.
I mean, we're taking out everything, any celebrity, nothing worried
any,
about
any celebrity.
Betty White.
Okay.
I'm knocking her down, man. I am taking her out. I am over that woman. I just want to set her straight. Betty White. Your dentures are gone, woman.
My answer doesn't even matter anymore. I don't even know if I should share mine. We could just keep it moving because I really can't top that one. So Betty White. All right, you win. You win, sir, and you're going to win the fight. Yeah, no, I wonder what the line for that would be.
Right? Yeah, that's got to be a pretty good one right there.
Like minus 1,200 your way?
Yeah, it's got
to be. How old is Betty White now?
She's like in her 90s. She's like over 90, I want to say now.
All right. Well, yeah, I think you're going to win.
I hope I would. Like,
who would you have in your corner?
Like, I get anyone in my corner?
You get anyone. It could be someone you know personally, or it could be a celebrity.
I think I would want to have Bono in my corner.
Really?
Yeah. I just feel like he's someone who, like, kind of gets you in that moment, you know? Like, it's a beautiful day type of moment, you know?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
He kind of, like, speaks to you in a certain way that's, you know he's above you because he's Bono and he's better than you.
Yeah.
But he kind of brings himself down to you and, like, makes himself so it's like, Just get in there and just take out Betty White, you know?
That's
no
fair.
Holds bar. Just go out there and do your dirty work, you know?
That's fair.
He's totally fine telling other people to do the dirty work. Not him do the dirty work himself. So, yeah.
All right. I like it. Do you want to give a little foot and mouth to the people?
Yeah.
Catch them up. A lot happened over the last, since you've been on the show. So let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek will catch you up on what's going on in the world of football.
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Wow. Wow. We are having ourselves the season of the lifetime right now, ladies and gentlemen. The Premier League. What? The Premier League is shaking up. Be all sorts of nonsense, and this is good type of nonsense right now. Tottenham Hotspurs, ride this wave that you are on right now because y'all deserve it. Harry Kane, Heung Min Son. What a dynamic duo these two guys have turned out to be. They are making Tottenham the premier team in the Premier League.
I see.
Riding the table, they're currently top of the table right now, leading Liverpool by goal difference. But the reason why. Because they have two guys, Heung-Min Son and Harry Kane. Two dudes that are just lighting up the stat board right now. Heung-Min Son, 10 goals. Harry Kane, Harry Kane, 8 goals. Okay, fantastic. But you know what else Harry Kane's doing? The dude is assisting beyond belief right now. Harry Kane, 8 goals, 10 assists for the man. The dude is on fire right now. Dude's going to have a 2020 season. Probably not. That's going to be that's a little difficult. That's almost actually, you know what? He's going to be on pace for a 2020 season. That's unheard of. That's ridiculous. Harry Kane paired with Heung-Min Son. That is a fantastic duo. The North London Derby was nothing to be ashamed of if you're a Tottenham Hotspurs fan. If you're an Arsenal fan, complete opposite effect. Completely ashamed. Your team is in shambles. Michael Arteta is on his way out. Possibly. What? They want him out? My goodness, Arsenal. What has ever happened to y'all? Y'all have just, since that run with Henri, it's pretty much just been lackluster ever since. It's all the Ozil effect. They take it back. You had a great run winning the FA Cup, but then something happened with Ozil, and it's just like, this team doesn't matter anymore. Y'all are mid-table, relegated to mid-table oblivion. Pathetic. Come on, Arsenal. We're supposed to be having fun out there. It's not even fun watching you guys anymore. It's kind of saddening. Other people in London are rejoicing. Chelsea, you're doing fantastic. You're doing the Lord's work. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, putting the ball in the back of the
doing
net.
Doing the Lord's work.
Now, so the table is finally riding the ship right now. We had complete and utter mayhem as the Manchesters were completely, utterly gone, forgotten, looking like they were lost. finally finding their step right now. Man City, again, putting the ball in the back of the net. Kevin De Bruyne doing what he does best, assisting the ball. They got find themselves sitting seventh at 18 points. And Manchester United, they're coming from behind. They're doing great work out there. As much as I don't like this team and how much they annoy me, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, as much as they want that guy out, he keeps finding ways of winning. They find a way down, but they, you know what? They claw back up, and they end up usually 3-1 over West Ham. What are they up right now? Sixth in the league right now. And they had a game in hand as well. So Manchester United has a chance to reach into the top four pretty easily if they win the next game. So the table finally starting to look normal again. But a lot of still parity, a lot of good teams right now. And this team, this is going to be a fantastic year. But you know what? That's not just all that's happening right now. The Champions League. Champions League happening again back in this weekend, right? This week, tomorrow, Wednesday, we have some great games going on. The only reason you have to worry about right now is over in Group H right now. The reason why I say that is because that is the only one that is yet to be truly decided right now. Because there are three teams with 9 points. Manchester United, PSG, RB Leipzig. Manchester United, RB Leipzig play tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Y'all better be watching it. That determines who goes through. PSG, they're facing Istanbul, Bakshur. They should roll over them pretty easily and find them themselves into the last 16. But again, that Manchester United, RB Leipzig game is going to be fantastic. Tune in, guys. 12 o'clock. Okay. All right. And one last thing. I have to do it. I haven't given my man a shout-out because I haven't been able to do this segment in quite some time. But here it goes. Zlatan! The man is doing what he does best. Ball back of the net. The man is 34 years old. 34 years old and still doing it. Playing with the top-tier leagues. Serie A. Over in AC Milan. I just got to give him a shout out because he is the master. He is class and he is a god amongst mere mortals right now. And the man just does it better than anybody else out there. At his ripe old age too. It's honestly kind of disgusting how good he is. I mean, the guy's got 10 goals in the Serie A league already. And like I said, the man... I'm sorry. Did I say he's 34? The guy's 39 years old. 39 years old. Man. Suck on that, Tom Brady. Okay? Literally. I mean, I would say he doesn't have any kids to suck on those either. So he's doing
boy.
A better job.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Sorry. That's where I got to end it. Foot and mouth, y'all. Champions League tomorrow. Like I said, Manchester United, RB Leipzig, 12 o'clock. That's the game of the day.
There you have it. Barca and Juve.
Barca and Juve, that's as well as happening. Tomorrow, that's already been decided. That's why I'm not highlighting them. Obviously, you got Messi, Ronaldo. Completely forgot about it. Thank you for pointing it out. That's also important, too. You're going to see that one out there. But if you want entertainment and see something online, RB Leipzig, Manchester United.
There you have it. And if you didn't get the reference to Tom Brady, he kisses his children on the mouth.
To stay young.
Yeah. We have a theory around here that he sucks the soul out of them. Yeah. And that's why he's still putting in work at 43 years of age. So,
I just thought
I should clarify.
I'm worried about his kids in the future. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have any grinds my gears you want to end this on? Or
yeah, I always got a little something. Okay, for people that you know. Yeah, dude, there's always something. That
I currently do not, so I'm glad you came equipped with that because I have been struggling finding things that truly grind my gears that aren't. Of a serious nature.
Yeah, I got you. Go for it.
Here we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
No smoking signs on airplanes. Why do we still have them? I get it. They used to have them in the past, but like you can't do it anymore. Get rid of them. Stop tantalizing people with it.
It's just reminding people. Like, I could really use a smoke right
really
now.
Could have had one, but nope, not anymore.
I need a heater.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Dog shows. Like, seriously, what is the point of dog shows? I'm going to find the best-looking breed of this one-looking dog. All dogs, I'm sorry, are cute and delicious to look at, okay? I don't need to have a dog show that tells me this is the best-looking one. I'm sorry, other than Chihuahuas. That's the one breed that does not need any love or support anymore. Chihuahuas, you can get rid of them all. I don't understand why Chihuahuas are a thing. But dog shows, I don't get it. Seriously. Also, if you're with me on Chihuahuas being ugly, honk if you're with me. Because I don't get Chihuahuas. I really don't.
Got one more?
Yeah, I got one more.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Personalized license plates.
Yes.
What are you doing, y'all? Why? Why are you wasting your money every single year to have a license plate that no one gets? No one gets. Half of them make no sense. More than half of them make zero sense to everyone else around you. But for you, it's like, oh, this is a little inside joke that I paid an extra $40 to the city for because I'm a dumbass. So it grinds my gears.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. It's been fun. This is going to be this nonsense you heard today. Get ready for a whole lot of it over the